This is Dr. Singham dictating from Fairland Senior Care and Rehab Center. Patient first name is Geneva, G-E-N-E-V-A. Last name is Avery, A-V-E-R-Y. Date of birth is 6/26/1943. Date of evaluation is 6/14/2022. HPI history page complaint, psychiatric evaluation requested for management of dementia and history of depression and to assess efficacy of current psychotropic medications. History of present illness. This is a 78 years old female who was readmitted to this facility on 6/13/2022 upon transfer from Oakwood Hospital and Medical Center. Patient's chart indicates history of encephalopathy, diabetes, obesity, hypercholesterolemia, dementia, depression, hypertension, ASHD, supraventricular tachycardia, atrial fibrillation, congestive heart failure, osteoarthritis, history of gastrostomy, malignant neoplasm of colon, chronic embolism and thrombosis of right femoral vein, functional quadriplegia. Period. Patient was mostly non-verbal during my evaluation. Period. She looked at me but did not answer any questions to assess her mood, cognition. In spite of several attempts to encourage her to talk, I called patient's daughter, Latha, L-A-T-H-A, Vinson, V-I-N-S-O-N, who reports that patient was probably diagnosed with the dementia in 2011 or so. Daughter became patient's guardian since 2012. Peter daughter reports that her mom does talk to people when she wants to, period. Daughter report that in 2020 her mother was on vent and had pulmonary embolism, period. Patient used to run an AFC home and also worked as a secretary. Her daughter is her only child. Patient has been taking Zoloft for a long time. Daughter wasn't sure how much of these medications helpful. Period. Daughter was concerned about recently getting a letter from my insurance company regarding use of Namenda XR. No reports of any hostility, aggressive behaviors at this time. Patient remains totally dependent on staff for ADL care. Next paragraph, review system. General, unable to assess eyes, ear, nose, throat, cardiovascular, respiratory, gastrointestinal, genital, urinary, musculoskeletal, skin, neurologic, psychiatric, endocrine, heme allergies, unable to assess due to patient being nonverbal, past psychiatric history, prior outpatient psychiatric treatment, not known prior outpatient alcohol substance abuse treatment, not known prior to psychiatric hospitalization, denied per patient's daughter, social history, current relationship, never married, number of children, just one daughter, previous employment, used to own AFC home, next paragraph, medical record, lab diagnostic test report, collateral form and chart, nursing and phone call with patient's daughter, next paragraph, under history and habits, see medical history as reported in HPI, surgical history, no surgical history record, family history, no family history record, tobacco history denied, alcohol history denied, drug abuse history denied, next paragraph, current medications, MAR reviewed, Zoloft 100 milligram once a day, Namenda XR 28 milligram once a day, and Donepezil 10 milligram HS. Next paragraph, blood pressure 168 over 70, pulse 76, respiration 18. Next paragraph, general appropriately groomed, demeanor not very cooperative, motor movements, weakness, gait, lying in bed, speech non-verbal, mood unable to assess, thought process appears confused, thought content, no spontaneous reports of any thoughts of harm to self or others, perceptual disturbance, non-reported level of consciousness, alert, oriented to self only, memory unable to assess, fund of knowledge, unable to assess, judgment and insight, seems poor, sleep and appetite, no problems reported. Patient gets a G-tube feeding. Next paragraph under assessment plan. Unspecified dementia and diseases classified elsewhere without behavioral disturbance have 0.2.80 plans. Provide support, reassurance. Encourage participation in activities if possible. Number two, mood disorder due to known physiological condition with depressive symptoms, F06.30. Plans continue all after as prescribed. Under dementia, unspecified dementia, under dementia and diseases classified elsewhere without behavioral disturbance, under plans also had continued donepezil as prescribed. Discontinue Nimendax 28 mg. QD and change to Namenda 10 mg BID secondary to Namenda XR, probably not covered by insurance company. Disposition, ongoing follow-up with attending physician for medical management, notify our service for persistent mood changes, be a long-term prognosis for improvement is guarded, patient's cognitive functions have progressively declined. Next paragraph under risk-benefit analysis, check common side effects of SSRI, anticholinesterase inhibitor, and Namenda risk-benefit statements. Based on findings of my assessment above, study goals, benefits of recommended psychotropic drug intervention outweighs the risk as reported above. End of dictation.